Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
Jabba the Wee's in a Marble Falls street game. Jabba the Wee in the club likes to make it rain. Jabba the Wee says he believes in the mean green.
Jabba the Wee,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul is,
Now you better let the big man speak. It's the Jabba the Wee.
Good day, mate.
Hey, good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
What do you think about
Hi, George.
Getting a burrito and getting improper distribution of the various contents of that burrito? Your thoughts?
Well, burritos are delicious, but they're so filling.
Like, spread the rice out on the whole thing.
Just
the
shake
beans,
it like a drink or something.
Does that work?
That'll mix them around, yeah.
Just saying. Make it like you would want it to be made for yourself.
That doesn't work at all.
No, from now on, we're going to blame the interns for not opening up the burrito and mixing up the contents, George.
I thought today was taco day.
You never know. No, taco's Wednesday.
Tuesdays were made for tacos.
Oh, and not at Rose's. Yeah. Okay.
I heard Bob say that at the open of the show, so I thought today was taco day.
That's true. It is confusing.
What's England like, man?
I have a story of Regunk.
Oh, you have a story of Regunk? Please.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Regale us with your story of Regunk, please.
I'm so glad that this is going nuts, because I think it's one of the funniest words I've ever heard to begin with. I've been saying it probably 50 times a day in just about every situation. But I don't know if you guys heard it or not. We talked to Brandon Carr last week in London.
Yes.
And he was searching for a word. He was trying to describe, I don't know, Marinelli's approach or something. He goes, you know, it's kind of like, I'm just trying to think of the word, regonk. And he goes, no, not regonk.
We have to find that.
Man, I didn't hear that part.
I had to tell you before I came on, and then I ran out of energy. But I was going to...
find that by the end of this interview, Killer. Can you do that?
It was about 8:20 last Friday.
Man, that's right. Awesome. That is really, really awesome. I'm excited.
That to me was the highlight of the whole London trip. That to me was better than seeing Big Ben or anything. It was... hearing a Dallas Cowboys starter say regong.
And I did hear Gordon ask one of the people on the street about regong, and that really, really stopped them down with great levels of confusion. So
I just now referred to Rolando McClain as regong, because that's what TC was trying to say, right? He was trying to say Rolando McClain.
Is that the story?
Let's go to the original.
Absolutely it is. It's pretty clear. From how do you not pick that up?
Let's hear the original again.
Recall. I'm TC, Rolando McClain status, next.
Okay, so you had him in your head.
So you're saying that's clear from that?
I do it all the time.
Say Rolando McClain really fast.
Rolando McClain.
Regonk. You're right. It is regonk. Once you say it real quick.
Yeah.
Man, I love the breakdown. Have you seen regonk.com?
Yes. What a waste of time that is.
My favorite is the regonk word search. You have to go play a game, and it's only one word to find, and it's pretty easy to find. But
yeah, my kids have played it over and over again.
I win again.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a 55 Cowboys jersey with regonk on the back in the nameplate.
Wonder if they have the pink regonk available yet.
Do you think
all right, we need to go out to Valley Ranch and talk to Rolando McClain and ask him if he's ever had the nickname regonk and what he thinks of it.
Done. We'll send TC out.
Oh, whoa.
Send our reporter, TC.
Oh, man.
So let's back sell the trip here just a little bit. The London trip that got London Calling stuck in all of our heads now.
Yeah,
but just overall, I'm excited that George saw another corner of the world, and I believe he looked at it and said, "Behold, it is good."
Yeah, I think I would only go to countries that were our allies in any of the big wars. But
WW2 allies only ally power the ally powers. Yeah,
no, I would go to other countries too, and I'm sure I will someday. But no, it was great. I still don't know what I think of the NFL playing in London. But I think I got that figured out too. I think what they're doing is they throw out the idea of, you know, and we may be international someday, but just play three games a year over there. And as Peter King figured out, that they brought in $32 million in ticket sales in those three games.
And I guess that would have been more meaningful to me if I knew what those three games would generate stateside.
Well, I think he figured out that it's about $9 million more than a Jacksonville home game.
Okay.
Aren't you also, though, planting seeds? You're trying to grow the product. This is a long-term deal. When you're selling those tickets, you're trying, and you might want to give some better games if you want to try and sell that to.
Yeah, are they upset now that Jacksonville has the 4-year commitment? Like, okay, let's rotate this thing out a little bit more.
It's just so weird in general for a U.S. sport to care what goes on outside its borders. Just from the standpoint that we've always kind of done this, that these are our sports, and if you like them, great. If you don't, we really don't care. We're going to keep doing what we do.
Well, it's money, right?
Well,
they don't care what you think. They care if you're going to support them financially.
Well, I realize that, but there are a lot of sports that enjoy money, and it's this idea that it fits perfectly with football because the schedule is so much smaller, that thereby the travel should be so much lesser. I don't know. I guess I still feel like it's going to happen, and it will happen with a full-time franchise there. But I also think that it's more of the inevitable, George, as it is something that I think they should or shouldn't do. I just think it's going to happen.
Maybe, but couldn't you string it out for 10 or 15 years?
Yes.
Just doing the same thing.
And the empty promise that we're thinking about it.
And what a dessert.
Yeah, we're thinking about it. And in the meantime, you know, they had a huge merchandise shop set up just outside of Wembley Stadium. So you got that angle. You got ticket sales. And I would think that with each passing year, it's not quite to the level over there that it is here. You know, you guys would get up early and watch EPL games over here. But I'm thinking that the television product is getting more and more valuable over there. And I imagine that's worth something to them, and they could grow that market, too, without ever having to move a team over there.
Yeah, and maybe that's part of the seed planting, is trying to get it top of mind there, and then their television.
And what a disservice that would be to that London team traveling 8 times back over this way.
Yeah,
you talk about the teams going over there, and that's fine, but it's only once.
No, hold on, though. Hold on.
Road trips.
I was going to say, do you have like a 2-week trip?
Maybe a 3-week trip.
A 3-week road swing. Yeah, you'd have two of those, and then maybe you play New York or Florida.
Could you? I wouldn't think you could start with 4 teams over there, but could you start with 2?
And play each other 8 times.
No.
Oh.
Stop it.
Sorry.
You travel over there, and you're definitely going for a 2-game road trip. Anybody who travels.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing both those teams. And then when they travel over here, they're at least staying for a couple of weeks.
That makes some sense. What would be the other city?
Paris.
Man.
Or actually, you know what? That's just too cliche to say London and Paris. I think the real hit would be somewhere in Germany.
Yeah, and those teams did okay, I think, when...
You can say Germany.
American football.
Wurzburg?
Germany's an actual country plays a real role.
The mascot.
The world society. Here's the biggest question, though, that keeps creeping back whenever this topic is brought up, and I think you are in a rare position that you should be able to be our embedded reporter and know the answer to this. Does the English-born Englishman really give a rip?
Most don't. In fact, I had a really good conversation with these dudes at Royal Albert Hall, actually. And we never got to play it because we had a technical malfunction. But they said, you know, most 95%, 99% of people here are soccer fans. They may go to a one-off game, you know, once a year. But you ask them to buy season tickets, 8 games plus 2 preseason games, very few are going to do that.
Yeah. And so
you may be selling out these games, but you would not sell out a complete NFL season over there right now.
What if you relocated Man U into the United States? Would the same thing occur?
See, that's a very fair question.
And one game every now and again is very well received. What if they had a ton of games here?
Well, that would probably become problematic. And see, if you only have two or three games over there, you could argue that Wembley, a third of the people at Wembley, maybe that's high, but a large percentage of the people who are actually at this Cowboys-Jaguars game are American citizens who say, let's go spend a week in London to watch our team play over right there. And then maybe another third of the stadium are people that are from America who are just living there or working there. And
they just want to see football, whether it's Dallas or, yes, Dallas or Jacksonville fans. Because you scan the crowd, you see Packers shirts and
yes,
Giants
very
jerseys
confused
and
people
all that,
and cheese
right
heads, George. What's going on yeah with that?
Well, yeah, I think that's just a big thing. It's just like when there's a soccer game over here, don't you guys
yeah
try to show what a big soccer fan you are, and you wear your whatever EPL jerseys. But you know, here's the other thing that I was going to say. This is where it becomes a problem with me. Okay, it's one thing if you take a home game away from Jacksonville, and at the same time, I still feel for those people at Jacksonville because they're getting hit up for, okay, we're going to need a new stadium, or we're going to move, so you know you're going to have to pay a higher tax or whatever it is to keep them there. And but then next year they're taking a home game away from Kansas City. I mean, do you know what that means to that city?
Yeah.
Did you see
everything?
Did you see how they were saying that future Super Bowl bids will also mean you're going to be giving up a home game to England?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or at least you. I don't know.
Like if you want the Super Bowl in your town,
you have to play in it. You have to play in the game.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's a home game.
Yeah, you may be right about that, but yeah, I think it's at least you have to play in the game, which may be why Dallas played in this thing.
That's their currency.
See,
Super Bowl.
You know what? From a standpoint of playing a road game, I might rather play in England just on road games are such landmines in the NFL, man. You just never know when you go on the road. You're very uneasy about the results. If you can cut down the possibility that you'll lose even a little bit by playing on a neutral field, even in a faraway land, I might prefer that to be on my schedule.
I do wonder how the athlete will feel because they're so used to just having one night. They go Saturday, they come back Sunday. If they play Monday, they go Sunday, and they come back Monday. But over there, you have to stay the whole week. I wonder if it just breaks them out of it. They're creatures of habit.
It does sound like a beating, I will admit.
Sounds
that
like it's fun to party Friday night, though, when you're over there.
Yeah, at least we're a third of the team.
What'd you think of that story, George?
I think it shows that 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 the head coach really doesn't run this team. I still think that he has a say, but I think they pretty much do what they want.
Yeah, earlier in the week he had said there is a curfew. They get off at 5:30. They all got to be in by midnight.
But don't you think?
And then after the players broke that curfew, then they got Jerry saying,
"We
don't have a curfew. We're just out partying." I was there.
Don't you think if you're a coach though, you should be familiar with the rules of the league? I mean, it would be like saying, you guys, if you're going to play for me, you can't have tattoos or something. You can't legislate things
you
that
can't
are...
legislate one, no.
You can't have a Friday curfew in the NFL. Almost like people don't even know this rule, and he's...
What about treating Parcells' minicamp like voluntary? Hey, I'll show up if I want, Parcells. I mean, it's voluntary, right?
And Parcells could keep you from ever having facial hair or tattoos, I suppose, but he certainly can't... You know, fine people for it, or like sit them. They go right to the Players Association and say, "Dude, you got to see what's going on in Dallas. They're making their own rules that weren't collectively bargained."
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty much a non-story. But it would have been big had they lost. My gosh, had they lost that game and
yeah,
then 20 guys that are out past curfew or no curfew, then you got a story on your hands. But hey,
it's results-oriented business.
7-3, man. They are 7-3.
Hey, how'd you like? Did you get to the Tower of London?
Yes, man, that was unbelievable. Those the sea of poppies is really, really powerful. I got there in time too to hear names read off, and then the British version of Taps being played after that on Friday night. That was really cool.
So, did they have that place shut down from the normal Beefeater tours? Did you get to take the tour, or was it all Remembrance Day stuff?
No, you could still do it, but it was really crowded, and we didn't have time by the time we got out of work to take a tour, so we just went by just to see the the, you know, the field of poppies that go through the moat, which is just amazing.
Yeah, that
it was really cool.
It really did look cool. Man, I'm happy you got to go. I'm insanely jealous that I was not there to spare you to death, but good times, man. Cowboys in London, they're 7-3 at the break, Chubb. It's all falling into place here.
It is falling. And we were saying this morning, it's going to be pretty interesting, the race with Philly the next 7 weeks.
It really, really is.
All right, we got...
Hold on. We have to end this episode the way we teased it, don't we?
That's right. We've... whatever Amino is, Mino and Killer have found that audio. Let's
look
hear
at
it.
Them.
Time for us to get away from everyone and the regroup. You know, hunker down and get ready for November, December, because, you know, now it's time for some real football. You know, it's going to be a lot of... what's the good word? What's the word I can use?
Regonk?
It's not regonk. It's something else.
Give me a simple word.
Regonk.
It's time to turn up a notch. November, December is when you...
that's awesome.
Regonk.
Brandon Carr. What's the word?
Regonk?
I think it is regonk. If you're looking to really turn it up and, you
look
know...
at you throwing that out there.
Boy, we need to regonk this thing. Right, TC? Are we using that right?
Die.
Come on.
TC, embrace it.
Give me a simple word.
Hey, where are you in the hosting slot are you going to do on White Elephant?
I don't feel so hot. I think I got
it
some regonk.
Like maybe midday.
Regonk.
You're midday? People want to hear Jub midday?
If it ended I think I may be midday.
I think we've planted that seed.
By the way, I'm voting for Bob for 10 to noon. Do not let Gordon get 10 to noon. That's what he wants. That's what he always gets. And he doesn't have to work with anybody else. He gets to be by himself and goof off.
His own platform?
Yes. Do not allow this. Anti-Gordon vote. Vote Bob.
Okay. I support you in your support of me.
Yeah.
But I know it's actually an anti-Gordon support.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
But I accept it. Job, that was very weakly of you. We appreciate your presence and enjoy your bye week in Cabo.
Jub.
Next week, let's go eat.
Okay.
George.
Pralines. Okay.
George.
Regonk.
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 All right, it's 2:13. There is a weekly Jub. There's a weekly regonk. All right, up next, let's take a look at the rest of the sports platter on our way to Jason Garrett. Guys, Jason Garrett on this show.
Whoa.
Next.
Regonk.